What's up, guys? Ryan here. Hope you guys enjoy this episode of Addicted to the Action, first episode of 2020. Just wanted to hop on here. Can't wait for this year. We're going to try to expand this podcast, obviously. And, you know, we started in the middle of football season, and we're going to, you know, see where it takes us in 2020. Would really appreciate if you guys hop on and hit the subscribe button so you know when we upload new episodes. And leave us a review. It really helps us in the ratings. And don't forget to go follow us on Twitter. Mine is I am Ryan Frank. And then Brent is just at Brent Haverly. So I'll leave them in the episode's notes too. So with that, hope you guys enjoy this episode. We talk about the divisional playoff games coming up, and we talk about the national championship game coming up on Monday night. So hope you guys enjoy, and we'll talk soon. All right, welcome to another edition of Addicted to the Action. Happy New Year, everybody. It's first episode of 2020. Let's bring on co-host Brent. How's it going, my man?
Still smelling roses, pal. Can't complain. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes, good Rose Bowl victory for our Ducks. And, you know, you and I made pretty good money on that game.
That game helped. Started the year with X amount of dollars. We tripled it on that day. That day we ended up tripling from the beginning of the year. So all things considered, rode off into the sunset there to start the new year.
Yeah, New Year's Day was pretty good. I had them at +3. I bet them on the money line, and then at halftime I bet them on the money line. So yeah, it ended up being pretty good.
Yeah, I had them both ways too. I didn't do anything live. Once we went up 7-0 and then they scored 10 unanswered. Oof. Got a little tight.
It was tight, but you know what? We got it done. So
we got it done.
How was the rest of holidays?
Can't complain. Got up there to see you guys and all those knuckleheads, so that was good. Hopped on a flight to Alaska, so good to be home from there, but got to see some family. But like I said, Ducks winning the roses, that caps it all off and makes it all worth it. It was fun. How about yourself?
Yeah, it was good. Family came up, and then we just kind of laid low. So, yeah, it was good. So, yeah, and you were up for the holiday party up here, so that was always a good time. And ready for 2020, and, you know, we're back in the saddle.
It's going to be the biggest one yet. Let's do it.
And, I'm counting down the days for my – I have a little Bandon Dunes trip coming up.
That's solid.
First trip there. So me and three buddies, we had to book this trip like a year in advance.
Wow.
And we're down to about 80 days. So it's time to – I got to get the golf game in shape.
Well, you're focused on golf. I'm headed to Vegas for the Super Bowl, so – I've got a couple weeks for that one. That's on the agenda.
You just go grab it. Just go grab that prop sheet and just start betting them all.
Hey, I'm not gonna go on the app Super Bowl Sunday. I'm gonna go live. Really feel like a local, you know, at the book.
Oh, you gotta get the actual ticket.
You have to get a seat. You gotta get. You're trying to get a drink in there just to make it feel like you're somebody special, right?
Yeah, I think that's more of the touristy thing to do now because all the locals just bet on their app.
That's true. There's nothing better than sitting in the in a sports book, unless you're sitting there with the guy ripping heaters next to you. But yeah, if you can find one that's not smoking, that always helps.
Oh, exactly. So so we got some pretty big games. How'd you do last weekend? Do you have any good action? I know we didn't cover those games because, I mean, we took some weeks off, but I mean, how did you do on a wild card weekend?
I didn't place any bets. I was traveling.
Okay, that's right. You were Alaska.
Yep, I didn't. I was off the action. I watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and it was awesome. So I would recommend that to any of the listeners. So go take an hour or two and go watch that, and it'll be a good way to start your year.
There you go. I on the other hand, did not have a very good weekend. Full transparency. The Saints ruined every teaser that I had, and so that didn't end well. Obviously, that was an upset. Vikings played great. But, I mean, I had, I think, three different teasers with the Saints basically to a pick 'em. And I mean, they just had to win. So, obviously, I was on the wrong side on that one. Rough weekend. But, you know, we bounced back.
I don't think you were the only one that was on the wrong side of that one.
There was a ton of people. So,
yeah.
Looking at the games this weekend – we obviously have some good ones. We got. Let's just start here. I got my screen pulled up. We got Minnesota and the Niners. I think it's the first game on Saturday. Niners are laying 7, And what do we got? An over under of 44. What do you think about this one?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. This is my thing about this time of the year. There's not usually a lot of upsets. You know what I mean? I would like the Vikings maybe at 7.5, but I think obviously the Niners on the money line is a pretty safe bet. You know what I mean? But yeah, that over under, that's tough. I did not look at that number yet, but
that's an interesting number.
Yeah, that's not a lot going on there.
Yeah, so I think what's going to happen is I haven't placed anything on this. I do have a teaser that I've placed already. I'll give it out in a minute. But I think the Niners win. I'm not saying they're going to blow them out, but I guess to me, these spreads are so tight when you get to this point in the year. Right. That they're great teaser spots. So it's a matter of, okay, if you're running a 6-point teaser, for example, do you want to tease the Vikings up to 13 or do you want to tease the Niners down to 1? And obviously right. You have to find another pair with that. But I mean, me personally, I'm probably, if I'm going to play anything on this game, I'm going to tease the Niners down to 1. Cause I think they win this game. Obviously I thought the Saints would win this game, but clearly that didn't happen. I just think this is a different scenario. The Vikings are going to have a short week because it's a Saturday game. They played on Sunday. They got to travel, out to the West Coast. I just think there's a lot going against them. And, I think the Niners get it done. So,
I'm with you.
The other game that day. So that game's during the, I think it's 1 o'clock or something. The next game, we got the Titans who upset the Patriots. I'm sure everybody saw that coming. They are traveling to Baltimore, who's obviously had a week's, couple weeks rest. Their starters have actually had 2 weeks because they rested them week 17. Baltimore is laying 9.5, which is a huge number. I don't care who you're playing. And over-unders 46.5. I think the Ravens get this done. I mean, sure, this is going to be one of those. I think the under is a good play here.
I like the under here as well.
Yep. There's two teams that are going to just pound the rock, control the game. There's not going to be a ton of possessions. I just think it's one of those, maybe the Titans, to use the phrase, we're not going to be PC here. They blew their load, I think, against the Patriots. I don't think that Derrick Henry can have another game like that in a row. I could be wrong, but I mean, he ran all over that New England defense. Baltimore's defense is good. I think the Ravens get it done.
I'm seeing plus 10. Maybe you get the half a point and take Tennessee just because it's going to be that under slugfest. It's not going to be a blowout, in my opinion.
Yeah. You could tease them up over 16.
Tease that, take the under. I like that as well, but I think Baltimore, Lamar Jackson versus Derrick Henry. I mean, the Titans have been hot. You can't take it away from them. They're one of the hottest teams in football. But you got the MVP on the other side of the sticks. So
yeah, I'll take him all day. Mm-hmm. I actually played this. This is going to require this next game that we're going to talk about. I played a teaser early on when the lines came out. 7-point teaser. I teased Baltimore to -2, and I teased Kansas City to -1.
And okay.
So, coming in, we got the Texans and the Chiefs Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. But, another big spread here. KC's laying 9.5. Over-under's 51. These two teams already played this year, and Texans actually came into Kansas City and beat them. I just don't think that they do that again. I think the Chiefs win. Again, these teams that have a week of rest are so – they have such more of an advantage.
Yeah, I like the Texans in this spot better than the Titans. I think this is a way better 10 if you're going to lay 10. If you're going to get 10, I like the Texans better here. But, again, I'm with you. Again, you don't upset people this time of the year. The Texans have just been too up and down for me. They played one half of football last week and got it done. Well, that's not going to work in Arrowhead.
No, Bill O'Brien is just, God, he's such a bad coach.
Right. I didn't understand why they didn't kick the field goal rather than – there were some things down the stretch of that game with the Bills also. I mean, Josh Allen's just freaking out last weekend. I mean, that was just wild to watch. But, yeah, I think the Chiefs get it done, even though the Texans took care of business. But at the same time, you could tease this one also, depending what you wanted to do. But I like the 10 to 10 and a half. The Texans are getting that. I think it'll be close. I don't think the Chiefs are going to drag these guys by any means. But at the end of the day, I think it's definitely a Chiefs victory.
Yeah, I agree. And then we have, well, to close the divisional,
the most interesting game. You want me to lead into this one? So there's yeah. no bias.
Yeah,
right?
Lead into this. There's no bias at all.
Is see if Lightning can run on ice, right? I mean, Beast Mode's been back. They're ready to beef his carries up. It's going to be a cold game in Lambeau. It just moved since we've been on the phone to 5. So people were throwing it at Green Bay. I kind of like the Seahawks covering that. I think Green Bay, I want Green Bay to win, but my money, I would put my money on 5 points. Seahawks getting 5 personally.
Yeah, I mean, 5 points is a lot. Clearly, they've both played close games this year, and I mean, right. There's no secret. I am a Green Bay fan, and I dislike Seahawks. I live in Seattle. But yeah, I mean, it should be a slugfest. I love how the Seahawks fans do think that Marshawn Lynch is a game changer, and he's not. He ran for 7 yards last week. He's not 2014 Marshawn Lynch. And Aaron Jones is going to run. He's going to be key in this game. If they can establish the run early, I think Green Bay could run away with it, but that's my biased opinion. But that week's rest is going to be super important here because, I mean, the Seahawks, they played as another slugfest with Philly. Granted, that Jadeveon Clowney decided to put a hit out on Carson Wentz. What do you think about that hit, by the way?
I mean, it's part of the game. I mean, you want to slow it down and rewind it. Yeah, guys dive all the time. I don't think he meant to do it on purpose. There probably should have been a flag there. But at the end of the day, I played defense. That's the way that they want to micromanage this game now. It's so hard. But again, Carson's not a slider. I'm not going to take Jadeveon's side. But yeah, at the end of the day, helmet to helmet, he'll probably get a nice little fine in his locker.
Yeah, he's going to get a fine, they said. Yeah, it's just one of those that, of course, it takes out Carson Wentz, man. That guy just can't catch a break when it comes to injuries.
Yeah, I mean, he's almost at the a point of being a bust if he can't stay healthy because he wasn't there on the last run and they haven't made one yet with him, you know?
Exactly.
But this game's great because this is the we want the ball. We want the ball and we're going to score.
Yeah.
It's also the BS Hail Mary. Yep. Back in, so this has become a rivalry. This is one of those games where, I mean, obviously playing in Lambeau's the real deal, but look at what the Seahawks have done on the road this year, as much as it kills me. You've seen them go down and beat San Francisco down there. They're, what, 7-1 on the road or something like that?
They're 7-1 on the road, and Green Bay is 7-1 at home.
Yeah, this is the immovable object versus the unstoppable force. I like Green Bay getting the points. I hope that the Packers, Mason Crosby, kicks a field goal to win it. But
yeah, I mean, the other thing I was talking today was that, and it's interesting. And I was asking Kelly on how when she's handicapping, when somebody's handicapping a game, for example, we don't go from the handicap approach, right? You and I, we just go from a different approach, and that's why this show's fun. How often do you look at a team's record in a certain stadium against a certain teams, like the history of it, right? And the reason I ask that is Seattle hasn't won in Lambeau since 99.
That fires me up.
So that you got to take that in consideration, and not the last game, but the second to last game that Russell Wilson played in Lambeau, he threw 5 interceptions.
You know, if you're going to go money line, the money line, the pack, and get the points from the Seahawks, because I think it's going to be close.
And 4, it's weird that it's 4, and 4 is a dead number when it comes to betting, right? It's over the key number of 3, and it's not to 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, 4 is an interesting spread. I think what's going to happen is if you like Seattle, right, and you like getting the points, if you start seeing the Niners and the Ravens start winning, and then potentially the Chiefs, that number is going to go up. So what I heard from some people in Vegas is what happens is on weekends like this, especially when you have the national championship coming in on Monday, you're going to have a lot of people playing moneyline parlays, starting with the Niners, rolling to the Ravens, rolling to the Chiefs, and rolling to the Packers, right? So if it gets to that point to where all three favorites have won, they're going to increase the number on the Seahawks.
That makes sense.
So you might be able to get more points.
So play it late. Just play it late.
If you like Seattle and you start, for example, right, if the Niners win, okay, lay off. If you see the Ravens win, if both favorites win on Saturday, that number is going to potentially start to move up. Little advice, I think, that might pay dividends.
Hey, this is why you get paid the big bucks, pal, bringing in the knowledge.
I'm trying, man. I haven't got paid yet, but, you know, we're trying.
Hey, we got some free money to gamble. We turn it into some. We paid ourselves, huh?
That's right. We need to get a 2020 sponsor. Anybody out there looking for something, hit us up. We'll sponsor anything.
Just picking winners over here. The only thing that was sponsoring me in 19 was the White Claws, and we're off those this month. So.
Oh, boy.
dry January. Let's go.
Yeah, you got to get
back at
it.
Meet me at the finish line.
So those are those games. And then, obviously, Monday night, we got a big one, LSU-Clemson. I went on record on this show, 4 weeks ago, taking Clemson. So they're there. They beat Ohio State. Those were both great games. Well, the first one wasn't a great game. The second one was. LSU steamrolled Oklahoma, as we all thought. Look, Joe Burrow looks great. There's no denying that. I just think that, and I hate the cliche, and I'm going to use it anyways, is Clemson's battle-tested. I mean, they've been in these games before. Dabo loves the underdog role. He loves it. They haven't lost a game in 2 years, but they're an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's weird because the number's been fluctuating. It's kind of been moving from, like, I don't know, 5. I think it opened up at 3 or 4. It's jumped to 5, 5.5. It's hit 6 a couple times, but I haven't been able to grab it. And so it's hanging out at 5.5. I'm hoping by the time it gets to game time that I can get that 6. If it hits 6, 6.5, especially if it hits 7, I'm all over Clemson. You got to play that number. But I'm waiting. So I don't actually have a bet on this game, but I'm leaning Clemson. I have Clemson in a couple bowl pools. I know you're on the other side, right?
Yeah, I'm on the other side, and I like both of these coaches. I like both of these teams. I like both the quarterbacks. When you talk about the eye test, can you watch those championship games? LSU, to me, hasn't had that game where you're like, oh, they were slipping, where Clemson's had a few. Does that make sense? And I understand it's hard because everybody's going to give your best shot. But again, Clemson played one half of that game in the semifinal and won. And it took him getting rocked to wake up, right?
Yeah.
To me, they got the eye of the tiger in the bayou right now. They are ready. And I know Dabo will have them ready. It is hard. What is it going to be, 3 in a row?
It'd be 2 out of the last, three out of the last 5 or something like that. Crazy.
That's tough. You got the Heisman Trophy winner coming in, and you got the best the best O-line in the country. That's a recipe. And the kid that's not even the best wide receivers caught 4 touchdowns in the last game, right? He's not even the best one they got. I don't know. I just think that LSU's got a little more firepower, and DBU will be the neutralizer in this game, and I think they're going to get after Sunshine a little bit.
Sunshine showed that he had some wheels. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the best offensive line in the country, we better slow down because Pro Football Focus just announced their list of the top O-lines in the country, and guess who's number one?
I don't understand how you're not bringing home the hardware in that case, but I understand how it works.
Oregon.
And Oregon reloaded. Oregon reloaded again. They got the JC transfer coming in. They've got a couple of big guys that shirted. He wants to build this thing up front, but to me, we weren't really impressive on 3rd and 1, if you ask me, because the guy up in the box don't know if it's pumped or stuffed, in my opinion.
Well, guess what? He's gone.
Yeah, thank goodness.
That's a whole other topic. We got some interesting candidates, too. So I think Cristobal will make the right hire, though.
Yeah,
whoever he hires, I'm all in. I'm ready.
Yeah, I I see the Rams offensive coordinator getting thrown in the mix. And, you know, he has some Michigan ties. And, you know, who knows? I trust the guy. We're not hiring for the wrong reasons or doing a bulk hire here. This is a position specific. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to get five guys and got to go 3 for 5 here. We're going to get 1 for 1.
Yep.
I'm
with it. So,
yeah.
Anything else? I know it's going to be kind of a short episode just because there's not that many games. I figure also we'll end up getting back to our weekly thing. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do without football. We'll try to do some basketball or do something.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
We'll figure it out.
XFL.
I'll dive in.
There you go.
I'm trying to think. So, yeah, next week we'll record. We'll do, it'll just be the two games. We'll try to dive in a little bit more, maybe look for some, depending on when props and stuff come out. And then I figure we're going to have a couple weeks before the Super Bowl. I know you're going to be down in Vegas for the Super Bowl, but we can record before. And we'll have a couple weeks to prepare. I'm going to try to bring on – I think we should try to bring on some guests and make it kind of a big blowout kind of show and have a few people on and just chat the Super Bowl because we'll have some time to do it.
Yeah, maybe we can get some live footage when we're down there too.
There you go. Coming to you live
from the sports book. Oh, boy. The Golden Nugget.
Oh, I need to see that.
We'll see what happens. It'll be a good weekend. No, I'm fired up. We're good to go. Ducky, like I said, this Rose Bowl victory was big for the Pac-12 to end on a high note. I know the Huskies beat Boise State down there, and the Cougars couldn't handle the Air Force Academy. So I know where you're at right now. You're sitting fat and happy, and that's a good place to be.
I had a pretty good bowl season. Yeah, not bad. Yeah. I'm in contention. I did couple bowl pools. One I think I'm still in contention for, and I think it's about a G for the winner. And then I'm in this other pool that is just – it's picking straight up winners, and it's like – I don't know. The guy gives you like 15 games a week in college. Started in week one. My buddy got me in it and took home the trophy in that one. I picked 70%.
Wow. See, there's just proof in the pudding here, folks.
Yeah, my buddy wishes he wouldn't have invited me. I'm with a bunch of his other buddies that I don't know and work buddies, and there's like 10 people in there, and he goes, you want in on this? I said, yep, and then I won it.
That a babe. So, never a doubt. Well, I haven't gotten paid. I haven't gotten my fantasy football check yet, but I'll let you know when that one comes through.
All right. Well, any parting words? We're going to wrap this thing up.
We're good to go, buddy. Good luck this weekend, and we will we'll look forward to chatting with you next week.
All right, man. Sounds good. And for all you guys out there, don't forget to hit us up on Twitter. I am Ryan Frank and at Brent Haberle. And hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Until next time.